Yes.
The answer,
is yes. Jim, can you pull that one down, please, and start talking?
Oh. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Lord Joseph. Happy birthday, Lord Joseph.
I'm sorry.
All right, try again.
Happy birthday.
Let's sing what?
Happy birthday.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know. Anyone.
Anyone's? Where's Peter?
Here.
He's over there. You want to sing happy birthday, buddy? Here, come on over. Yeah, grab the microphone and sing a nice rendition. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear David. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now? 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 Best wishes to you. Best wishes to you. Best wishes to you. Best wishes to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Best wishes to you. Best wishes to Ola.
Yeah, there you go. That's very nice.
Happy birthday to you.
You. To you.
This is the birthday song, isn't it? Hey. Oh, sorry about that. Hey. Hey, what do you think? Hey, come on over. Hey, listen to this. Hey, guys, it's the birthday song. Come on, hey. Come on, everybody join in. Hey, come on. Tell me something about it. Come on, Jim. Come on, Jim, let's go. Hey, birthday. Come on, guys. Who's singing the birthday song, huh? Must be Layla. Here we go. Come on.
Happy birthday.
Come on, Jim.
To you. Happy birthday to you, Lord Joseph. Happy birthday to Jordan Sita and Eric Lem. Eric and Lord Joseph's. And Jordan. And tortellini with cheese. 30. 40. 40. That's it. Tortellini with cheese. Broccoli with ketchup. And tortellini with cheese. And mustard candles. And that's it. And that's it. Spaghetti sauce. And meatballs. And that's it. And Cindy Close. That's it. And Janelle Close. And Gray Close. And Sarah Close. And Emma.
Here we go. Here we go. We're singing now. Oh no. Here come the strings. I love strings. Strings are so beautiful.
So beautiful.
I love to hear the violins and the
ukuleles.
The ukuleles.
And the tortellini.
The tortellini.
With the cheese.
And the cheese.
And the sauce.
Yeah, we love it. So good.
Yes, that was very nice. Very nice. Very nice singing. Oh, I like that. I like it so much.
That was pretty good, you guys. That was nice, Jim.
Especially that Jim Bob.
And Orla.
He's great. I love him.
And Orla.
He's that metal guy. He's the greatest. We just love him. Don't you love him, Layla?
Yes, I do love him, Joy.
He's the best.
He's the best beats the West.
He's the best. He's that metal guy. He loves to play the metal, the heavy stuff.
He likes ice and cake.
Hey, are you talking about me? I'm the only one here. Metal Jim. Rockin' and rollin'. Kickin' butt. Chicken butt. That's metal to the metal. Yeah. Not in the car. Metal to the bicycle.
I already did honor me.
I got it. Metal. You know what's metal? Music. Well, my rope music. Most of metal of all. You know who's writing? Sweating and cheese before anybody else. Antonio Vivaldi. He rocks. He rules. He's Baroque. 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 The metal.
Antonio Vivaldi rocks. He rocks his socks. Electric. Electric Avenue. This is that song. Electric Avenue. No. Antonio Vivaldi rocks. This is...
Thank you.
Vivaldi.
Vivaldi.
Vivaldi. Vivaldi Rock.
It's metal.
He's metal.
Antonio Vivaldi. He's metal. Spring is metal. Melting. Molten metal. Lava. Metal flowers. Metal blades of grass. Reaching for the sun. The burn it up. Explodes. Metal. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Out in the town with the superstars.
Yeah.
Tomb Museum.
Go ahead. You want to talk about it?
Yes. Go ahead. I went to the Tomb Museum because it was fun.
I went to the Tomb Museum. Was that yesterday? It's called Museum of Tools. That's the, here's it.
It was fun.
I saw a blacksmith doing. His name is Eric. Eric was making a screen for a fireplace. Yeah, he was doing everything there.
Was it fun? Was it?
Yeah, it was fun.
How long was it?
So Eric is a blacksmith right here in Greenfield.
Yeah.
And he was making what was he making, Jim?
Well, I forgot.
Like a fancy screen for a fireplace.
Fancy screen for a fireplace.
Which he is going to send to some people in New Jersey.
Send in New Jersey.
Yeah, tell us how he showed you. He showed us some things that he was doing. What did he do? He was working with the fire. Tell us about that.
He was working with the fire.
Yeah, tell us about that. Go ahead.
He was sticking his metal stick in there.
Yeah, yeah. And then what did he do? Did he turn the fire up? He had kind of turned it up, right? Made it hot? He made it hotter.
To what temperature?
I don't know what the temperature was. It was real hot. How hot was it, Phil?
Full blast.
I bring lunch as a Greenfield blacksmith.
All right. So go ahead. And then what did he do? It got hot, and then what?
He banged it.
Banged it with what?
A hammer.
A hammer? What kind of a hammer was he using?
I forgot.
Was it a metal hammer? I think it might have been a metal hammer.
A metal hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Heavy metal hammer! Heavy metal hammer! Hammer of fire! God of thunder! Destroyer of planets! Mighty warrior! Edgar! Yes!
Nope, not that kind of hammer. I don't know the name of it. Heavy hammer, not Thor. Eric. That was his name.
It was fun. It was fun.
Shave the board. A planer. Planer shaving the wood.
Yeah, that's right. Phil was using the planer and shaving some wood with the planer. With a handmade hand tool planer made from Miller's Falls.
Miller's Falls. Company.
My dad used to have one of those.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever use it? Did you ever able to use it?
Yep.
In his wood shop?
Yep.
Yeah. What'd you do with it?
He stuck it away.
You did what?
He put it away.
But what did you do when you used it?
Do wood. Yep.
Menlo's Falls.
So, at a Greenfield Tool Museum. Menlo's Falls Company. Greenfield have died. Your friends. The friends.
What are friends? Jim and Scott. Thank you, Jim and Scott. You're the best.
You're Jim and Scott. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yep.
And Jim and Scott, you're welcome.
And Eric the blacksmith. We want to come and see you again. Are you guys? You're the best. Yeah. You got to go to that museum and look at it. Go check it out. They had the best tools ever. 100 years ago. Crazy.
Red Sox spring training in tulips. Yep. Tulips of the Red Sox. Big time. Peter. Do you get Peter? Says, happy spring. Spring training. Go Red Sox. Tulips. Tulips in my garden. Purple. Hello. Yellow. Pink. Red. Blue. Polka dot. Tulips.
Hey, Peter. Hey, Peter, buddy. How many tulips are you growing in your garden this year?
I don't know.
Can you tell us? Go ahead.
I don't know.
What colors are they? What colors are the tulips you have?
Purple.
Okay. Anymore? Okay.
Hi, this is DJ Pat. I'll be talking about spring right now. So this coming spring, I'm going to go for a lot of nice hikes for the woods. I'm going to look for some deer, look for some moose. And when I find a deer and moose, I'm going to jump on it. I'm going to wide. I'm gonna go deer back wide and moose back wide. And everywhere it's going to be so much fun. I'm going to look for some water bugs and all kinds of other kinds of wildlife. It's going to be so cool. I'm just going to look at the beautiful sky and look at all beautiful scenery and stuff and check out all the towers and stuff. It's going to be so cool.
Tulips
and sunflowers I'm gonna look for too.
And tulips.
I love tulips. They're my favorite flowers. They're so pretty. I used to have tulips at my old house. I used to have sunflowers at my old house too, and they were so pretty, so cute.
Pizza.
I love pizza.
I love pizza, too.
Cool, Jim. My favorite is pepperoni.
Tulips?
Daisies. I said daisies.
And pizza.
And pizza.
Hamburgers and fries. Mango. Tulips.
Pizza.
Tulips.
Tulips.
I just said that.
3 lips. 4 lips. 5. 5 lips. 5 lips, please. How about it? How about 5 lips? And sing.
Pizza.
Grinders.
So, what I'm going to do this spring is ride my bike all the way around Greenfield, all the way around Turner's Falls. I'm going to really enjoy myself, and I'm going to walk around Turner's Falls, walk around Greenfield, and check out all the cool stores and stuff. I'm just going to go for a lot of nice cool rides in my car and stuff and check out more stores and go for a nice ride through Springfield and stuff and through Brattleboro, Vermont. It's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait. And I'm gonna go walking up the mountains and check out all the beautiful mountains and stuff, and check out all the beautiful nature and stuff. It's just gonna be so cool to check out the beautiful rivers and check out the beautiful lakes they have and go swimming in them too. It's gonna be so much fun. I'm gonna look for fish and stuff. I'm gonna look for haddock and northern pike and pollock, all kinds of cool stuff. And I'm going to look for some raccoons and look for some cool bugs. I'm going to look for some cool beetles, look for some night quality, look for some cool snakes and stuff. And look for a lot of spiders, too. And look for Sasquatch, look for Bigfoot. And look for aliens, too.
Well, that's only one thing you forgot.
And I'm going to look for bison buffaloes, too.
Patrick.
Jim.
You've got bears.
Yeah, I'm going to look for black bears, too. Look for grizzly bears, too.
I don't think there's no grizzly bears around here.
There isn't. They're mostly somewhere else.
South.
Yeah, I know, south. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to look for a lot of black bears and stuff. And just and I'm going to look for cool coyote to look for beautiful red foxes, too. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to have quite an adventure this spring. And when I'm done with it, I'll tell you all about it. GJ Pat signing off.
Good job, Patrick. Good job, Patrick. Good job, Patrick. Good job, Patrick.
Thank you, Jim. Wow.
Patrick. 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 Patrick.
Hi, this is DJ Patrick from the Whap Whoop Little Street, man. Are you listening to me? Listen here, brother. I'm gonna whap you. Inside out, outside in, upwards, downwards, sideways, backways, highways, and highways. Yeah. And blue ways and black ways. And yellow ways. And red ways.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spin-
spins a web any size. Catch your speeds just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Is he strong? Listen, bud. He's got radioactive blood. Can he swing from a thread? Take a look overhead. Hey there, there goes the Spider-Man. In the chill of night, at the scene of a crime, like a streak of light, he arrives just in time. Spider-Man, Spider-Man, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Wealth and fame, he's ignored. Action is his reward to him. Life is a great big hang up. Wherever there's a hang up, you'll find a Spider-Man.
Spiders with Josh. Spiders with Josh. Spiders with Josh.
Hey, this is DJ Sportsman.
Talking about
one Spiders with Josh.
Talking about most deadliest spider in the world. It's called the Brazilian spider. People never thought this spider is the most deadliest spider in the world. It is, because they say that if it bites their enemies, it basically, well, kills their system, because it the poison is so strong, it goes right through their veins and it kills them. If it bites a human, it's basically, well, the human of being bit by that Brazilian spider is basically they basically goes right through their veins and it kills them. So it.
You go.
No one thought that this spider was deadly, but it is. It's also known as the banana spider.
What does this Brazilian spider look like? How big is it, Josh?
It's pretty big for a spider.
Wow.
They say that because people have known that when they actually see this spider, their people are terrified of it because they don't want to touch it. It kills their enemies. It's the most deadliest spider in the world.
If I ever saw it, I'll just run for my life. I'll run as fast as I can, as far away from it as I can.
But when you actually look at any spider, yes, some spiders are deadly, but no spider is deadly as this one.
Wow, crazy.
I know.
The black widow spider is very poisonous too, but not as poisonous as this new one. Tarantulas are poisonous too.
Tarantulas are pretty poisonous. Tarantulas are pretty poison, but if you look at some of the spiders that have been deadly, you looking at a spider that could kill an animal in an instant. I mean, it goes right through their veins and it kills them.
Kill them in a second.
Bagel and cheese.
And for breakfast, I had a nice bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios. They're so good.
Well, it's like spider. I said, the Brazilian spider.
How's that?
Can be very scary for any people who actually, they live in Brazil. So it's like I said, it's known as the banana spider. A bunch of people have known to actually grab, the bananas in their country, and well, it's like I said, people have known to see it every time they don't feel like that they want to grab the bananas, because it's that Brazilian spider is basically in the bananas because they want to. Well, kill anybody that's in their territory.
Hey, Josh. Ever see some spiders in the house, too?
I have. I have seen spiders, but I'm not a fan of it.
I've seen a huge wolf spider in my house before, and yeah, it was crazy. It was like this big around, giant.
Another spider that's deadly is the brown coos spider.
I know, brown coos, those are terrible. If you get bit on the arm, you could lose a part of your hand or something. The venom is awful, I know.
They say that the brown coos spider, when people get bitten, their whole skin can, it actually eats the entire skin, and basically it puts a hole inside that skin.
I know. Oh, yuck. Awful.
Hey, Josh. How about a tarantula?
A tarantula. Tarantulas are, it's like
the same thing?
Tarantulas are, no, tarantulas, they only leave marks, but.
What's those?
But they do hurt when they bite.
What's those black things do you use?
Basically.
When they bite you.
It's venom. Basically, they say that the tarantula,
yeah,
they're very poisonous. But the Brazilian spider, they say that when humans get bitten, they need to be rushed to the hospital because their venom is so strong. It can basically, humans can actually get killed from that spider.
Could die in a second, I know.
Even snakes have venom too.
Right. Snakes are extremely poisonous too, I know. Like there's a snake in Australia called Black Mamba. That's like one of the most venomous snakes on the planet.
Have you seen a garter snake?
I have, and those are not poisonous. Those are my favorite kind of snakes, actually. I used to catch those all the time with my dad when I was a little kid. It was so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, I seen a couple good snakes. I mean, I seen the movie Anaconda.
I love Anaconda. It's a great movie.
Yeah, have you seen the new one?
No, but I seen the old one, no.
I believe the new Anaconda movie will be on Netflix soon.
I'm going to check it out sometime, the new one.
Who's going to be in it?
I believe that guy who played Ant-Man?
Yeah, Ant-Man.
Yep.
How about Ice Cube?
No.
Ice Cube was an old one.
He plays on that.
I believe he's going to be in it, but it's later in the scene. Because there's new actors. I mean, like the new Jurassic World Rebirth. It's basically it's a really good movie. I mean, I've seen a lot of good movies.
Hey, Josh, what was that girl's name? Plays on Jurassic World.
Talks
to the guy.
I can't think of the name of it.
I have seen Jurassic World before, too. I've seen all the Jurassic Park movies, and those are so good. The dinosaurs are very cool.
Do you know what the girl's name is?
No, I forget her name, but I could look her up sometime.
She has blonde hair.
I know, beautiful blonde hair.
Yeah, she's on there, too.
Yeah.
What if circumstances were to magnify one of them in size and strength, took it out of its primitive world and turned it loose in ours? Then expect something that's fiercer, more cruel and deadly than anything that ever walked the earth.
Even science was stunned. The new atomic miracle should have been mankind's greatest boon. Instead, when such power to cause phenomenal growth proved dangerously unstable, man was confronted with his most shocking blunder.
The isotope triggered our nutrient into a nightmare.
A blunder that transformed a tiny insect into the 100-foot spider that was now ravaging the panic-stricken countryside.
Interactive modular, ring, 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 ring. Banana phone, wong, wong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping, pong, ping. Banana phone, what is that? Oh, it's no baloney.
No, no, it ain't a phony.
Ring, 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 bananular phone. Ring a ding, ding, ring a ding, ding, ring a ding, ding. I don't need quarters, don't need dimes to call a friend of mine.
No, I
don't need
computers
or TV to have a real good time. Why,
I'll call for pizza.
I'll call my cat. I'll call the White House and we'll have a chat.
I'll place a call around the world. Operator, give me Stockholm Syndrome. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone. Ying, yang, ying, yang, ying, yang, ying. Your banana phone, yeah. It's a real life mama and a papa phone. A brother and a sister and a dog a phone. A grandpa phone and a grandma phone too. Oh yeah, my cellular
bong. Bananular phone.
It's the phone with a peel. Now you can have your phone and eat it too.
This song drives me bananas.
It's the phone with a peel. Dang it!
This song turned out to be a real lemon. Squeezy. Boopy doopy doop doop fo.
Banana spider. Hello? Hello? Banana spider? Hello? Hello? Banana spider. Banana spider. Yes. As a spider. Not a phone. Thank you.
I went in, and I bent down, and I petted him, and all of a sudden, you heard this, like that. So the trainer says, get up very slowly. and back up. So the tiger did. He slowly got up and backed out.
Chuck Norris. That's it. I already said Chuck Norris.
I'm here to talk about...
Who are we talking about?
Who are we talking about, Jim?
Chuck Norris.
Microphone?
Chuck Norris.
Chuck who?
I know his name by now.
Now, Chuck Norris, if people didn't
Mr.
know...
Yeah, Mr. Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
He recently just passed away this year. It was sad news to everyone that, well, I mean, everybody really didn't realize how old he was. He was 86 years old.
I know, really old, crazy.
Basically, his real name is Carolus Ray Chuck Norris.
I love Chuck Norris. I'm gonna miss him very much. He's gonna be forever missed. I really loved all of his movies. They were so good. So much good action stuff in them. Like Missing Action, that was a great movie. And Delta Force.
Yeah, he was in Delta Force. His brother was in the third one.
And the Expendables too.
He was in Breaker Breaker, too.
Yep. What did you the movies that he played in, A Force of One, back in 1979.
Yep.
The Octagon, back in 1980.
Yep. Cool.
Eye for an Eye, back in 1981.
I love that movie too.
And then Studios production as the he did in Silent Rage in 1982, Force of Vengeance in 1982, and then he was in Lone Wolf McQuaid in 1983.
I seen that before. It's an awesome movie.
Missing in Action in 1984.
Whoa.
In 1980, he worked as during the period, including Invasion USA in 1985.
Stop pointing at me. How about Breaker Breaker? Did he play
Breaker
in that too?
Breaker? I don't think he...
Yes, he did.
It doesn't say he played in Breaker
yes,
Breaker.
Yes, he did Breaker Breaker.
Well, it's...
I saw him in that movie, Breaker Breaker.
Delta Force was back in 1986, and then
dead.
Fire Walker was back in 1986, too.
Texas Ranger, indeed. I love Texas Ranger. It's a great movie.
Actually, it wasn't a movie. It was actually...
I meant a TV show.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Code of Silence, back in 1985.
Cool, I love that movie.
Which recreated... of the most strongest films in 1990. Norris played as a role in the long CBS series Walker, Texas Ranger. Back in 1993 and 2001. He continued to appear in films in 2006 in his final major film as in Expendables 2.
Hey, Josh. What was the girl's name on there, too?
I don't really know.
The blonde hair.
Yeah, I don't. I don't really know.
The blonde hair.
I don't really know.
I don't know, either.
He also wrote books.
What kind of books?
Let's see. Martial arts, exercise, philosophy. Poultry, Christian Western Faction, self-help, biography, and wrote Common of the World's Net Daily.
Cool, very nice. I love books too.
I mean, he's known to in his career, it says in the early life, I mean, Carolus Ray Norris was born March 10th of 1940 in Ryan, Oklahoma.
I think Chuck Norris will win. Who's going to win a battle, Chuck Norris or Bruce Lee?
I would probably say Bruce Lee.
Chuck Norris.
Why? You can talk about it. Talk about it.
I think he's going to win.
Why?
Why?
Well, just think. Bruce Lee is the one who taught Chuck Norris karate.
Now, I think Chuck Norris is going to win.
I mean, you got to think of a lot of the films he's been in for Chuck Norris. I mean, Chuck Norris has been in a good amount of movies. Now,
that's how I was filmed.
But who's going to win? That's what we want to know.
I think Chuck Norris is going to win. Because Chuck Norris is very fast, he's very strong, and he's been in a lot of good action movies, so he's just very, very good.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think of, like, for...
I think Chuck Norris is going to win. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris is going to beat Hulk. Hulk.
Azrahawk.
I think the Hulk is going to win that one because he's pretty big for his size.
Sure about that?
Have you seen the size of Hulk? He is like three times the size of...
What? Make believe.
Yeah, he's make believe. He's not real. Chuck Norris is going to kick his butt, definitely.
I hope he does.
Yes.
Yep.
It's like I said, Hulk is probably going to win that one because, well, he's maybe big, he's strong, and yeah.
I think Chuck Norris is going to win still. To Dave Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff. Knight Rider. David Hasselhoff. He's going to win.
Chuck Norris is winning.
So far. Michael Knight has a leather jacket.
Yep.
And he's got a fancy car. How to talk, too. I think it looks like a bunny rabbit. Angle.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps on pushing it. Angle.
But, hey,
no one will admit they still exist. Efficient killers who work in silence, secrecy, darkness, unholy masters of terror by magic. The man he once called brother is now his deadly enemy. He must find the strength to become everything he hates.
I wanted you because you could succeed. I need your help.
The professional who wants targets.
If you saw ninjas, you're seeing ghosts.
An heiress who wants revenge.
I want to know who they are.
I know who they are.
Everybody wants something from him. A prisoner of his own destiny. He will find freedom only one way.
Don't torment me anymore, Sakura.
Chuck Norris, Karen Carlson, Lee Van Cleef, The Octagon. No one will admit they still exist. Everybody wants something from him. The professional
who wants targets.
If you saw ninjas, you're seeing ghosts.
An heiress who wants revenge.
I want to know who they are.
The man he once called brother is now his deadly enemy.
You don't torment me anymore, Sakura.
A prisoner of his own destiny, he will find freedom only one way. Chuck Norris, Karen Carlson, Lee Van Cleef, the Octagon.
Did you know that I can build a snowman out of rain?
Chuck Norris once rubbed two fires to create a stick. Chuck Norris dark guns run or walk, the earth turns for him. Chuck Norris knows Victoria's secrets. I didn't find Chuck Norris on Instagram, he found me. Once Chuck Norris hit a horse with an uppercut, and now these animals are called giraffes. Chuck Norris wears sunscreen to protect the sun. Chuck Norris was able to find the page 404. Chuck Norris doesn't own a watch, he just decides what time it is. Chuck Norris built a hospital he was born in. Chuck Norris told his alarm to wake up at 6. Chuck Norris has a diary, it's called the Guinness Book of World Records. Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups, he just pushes the earth away. Chuck Norris taught the book how to read. Chuck Norris can teach blind people Braille and sign language. We get GTA before Chuck Norris is. I heard Chuck Norris doesn't read books, he just stares them down till he gets the information he wants. Chuck Norris is the chosen one, Chuck Norris chooses the chosen one. Chuck Norris once got bit by a cobra after 5 days of excruciating pain. The snake died. Chuck Norris built sandcastles when he was a kid, we know them as the pyramids. Chuck Norris can read the QR code word for word. Chuck Norris admitted to using stunt doubles in his movies, but only for the crying parts. Chuck Norris recently visited the Virgin Islands, now they're just called the Islands. I heard Chuck Norris doesn't flush the toilet, he just scares the shit out of it. He killed two stones with one bird. When Chuck Norris gets pulled over, the cops get off with a warning. Alexander Graham Bell had to miss calls from Chuck Norris when he invented the phone. Chuck Norris once met Stephen Hawking. Stephen stood up so Chuck could sit down. I heard Chuck Norris lifts weights to give gravity a break. Chuck Norris never tells jokes, nobody would survive the punchline. He pushes the earth down to space. He falls.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Lawrence Welk Show, celebrating more than 50 years on television. Now sit back and enjoy the show, selected especially for public television.
This evening we bring you a musical salute to spring, with songs like Spring Is Here, April Love, and Springtime in the Rockies. It's also our great pleasure to welcome a very special guest, the popular recording piano artist, Roger Williams. Now here's your host, Lawrence Welk.
Thank you, girls. Greetings, friends, and welcome. Let's get our springtime show underway with this all-time favorite.
Showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
And now let's meet our special guest, one of my personal favorites, and one of the most popular artists in the recording business.
Mr. Chuck Norris.
If somebody needs to defend his or herself, what can we do?
Anytime someone walks up to you and you feel like there's going to be a violent confrontation, you never face them straight on, because all this is a very vulnerable area. So you'd always turn it slightly at a slight angle. So now if I threw a punch, most people when they throw a punch, they draw back and they telegraph it. So as they do, then as I throw the punch, Dave, the first thing would do is block. As soon as he blocked, rather than drawing back like most people do, by way back here, it comes right from the hip and it brings right here, and then the punch goes right into the stomach. Naturally, that may knock the wind out of him, but it may not be enough to drop him to the ground. So then you would grab both of his shoulders, that one and this one here. The right foot then would come behind my right leg, right into here. Now, what you're doing is breaking his balance. Now, what I want you to do, I want you to pull down as hard as you can with the left and push with the right. Hard! Oh! There you go. Right up.